This video shows how women are emotionally damaged by hookup culture.
I am fucking done. I am done. I am done begging a mother to love me. Done begging him to spend time with me. You take good women. You take good women and you fucking break us down till we can't take no more. Till every fucking man we see makes us want to vomit.
Why do people just think that it's okay to come and say whatever they want to people, to get their hopes up, to have them let their guard down, to be told things, and then they go and a couple days later they just say the complete opposite?
Good morning. I only come on here to cry. I'm sure you guys are used to it. Today it's nothing bad. I just wanted to come on here to tell you guys that what one man won't do for you, another one will. Nobody talks about how hard it is. I really need to hurry.
I get the question all the time. Leslie, do you ever regret having your kids and getting married as young as you did? Do you feel like you missed out on your youth, on your prime? Missed out on what? Exactly. Getting a you-up text from some guy named Josh at 2 a.m. after he's ghosted me for a week and a half? No, I do not. Oh, what about the traveling? Getting to see the world, explore new cultures, seeing it... Let me explain something to you.
Okay, ladies, I'm going to tell you something that the rest of the world won't. You don't need to have a hoe phase. I got a DM from a girl that's kind of like my age, and she asked me if I thought that that was like a necessary part of life. All her friends are telling her, like, this is the time of your life to like sleep around, be promiscuous, not get emotionally attached to guys, just like hop around from one guy to the next. And she's like, do I need to do this? My opinion is no.
Now we will dive deep on those videos so we can have a better understand of today's content.
I am fucking done. I am done. I am done begging a mother to love me. Done begging him to spend time with me. Like, I swear, some of us women have more balls than you coward ass men. You take good women. You take good women and you fucking break us down till we can't take no more. Till every man we see makes us want to vomit. I don't know what it's like to be in the presence of a real man, a leader, somebody that you know is going to protect you. Like, it kills you to see your wife or your girlfriend happy. You have shit on that. Like, fuck you men and your mommy issues. We are not your fucking enemies. But I'm done. I am so done. I'm tired of hurting. I never deserved this shit.
Most women are going after the same top 20% of men, but they expect this man to be loyal. They want to believe that they are special, but the reality is showing them something different. Those guys are playing with them, but they don't know it. The way she is crying seemed like she was badly hurt by Chad. She thought that they had something special, but in reality, Chad had another plan. This looks like the pain of rejection. Probably the guy just left her, and she is struggling to deal with it. She should try a regular guy. This is my best advice for all women who place themselves in a position to be used by Chad. Hookup culture is fooling many women. They cannot identify if a guy is just using them or wants something serious. Let's read the most interesting comments of this video. Because hookup culture will always benefit guys more than it will ever benefit girls. Your grandparents could have told you that. Your parents could have told you that. Your pastor, your brother, your cousins, your uncles, all could have told you that. But you listen to the feminists. You can't blame hookup culture if you're actively part of it. If a woman catches feelings for a bad boy, for a guy that everyone in the world knows is never going to give her commitment, I can't feel sorry for that. Question. Are women truly concerned with the negativities of hookup culture, or more concerned that they can't be in long-lasting relationship after enjoying the hookup culture? Women hook up out of boredom. They've convinced themselves, I'm so pretty I'll deceive that high-earning mass monster into a marriage and I'll be set for life. What they don't seem to realize, men have the internet, and women have a lot of competition. Hookup culture is fair to women. It's just a bad deal longer term. Odds are she'll make herself fail at a marriage later on. Hookup culture would be unfair if the woman was hungry and had to do it to meet her caloric needs or to have a bed for the night.
Why do people just think that it's okay to come and say whatever they want to people, to get their hopes up, to have them let their guard down, to be told things, and then they go and a couple days later they just say the complete opposite? Why even waste somebody's time? Not only mine, but yours. I'm so tired of people not saying what they want from the start. I'm so tired of people coming and just getting someone's hopes up. I'm tired of wasting my time. I'm just tired.
She thinks that Chad is wasting his time, but she is wrong because Chad knows what he is doing. Most of these women are participating in hookup culture, but at some point seems like they want to change their minds and make it a serious relationship. As a consequence, they get disappointed because Chad only wants to hook up. The worst part is that they don't know that most guys will never consider a woman who participated in hookup culture as a potential wife. Women have convinced themselves that they are happily participating in hookup culture, but deep down they are not. By nature, women were not designed to sleep around with many men. They were designed to select the best man they could procreate with, but they wanted to be like men. They wanted to do what men do, but it's not working well for them. Sorry for disturbing. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so. It will motivate me to work and post daily videos for our community. Now we are going to read the most interesting comments of this video. I had acquaintances or even friends try to get me into that mess, but I refused, then cut them off from my life like cold turkey. Sorry, but I ain't trying to be a neighborhood's bicycle or garden tool. I'm 23 and still a virgin. My parents taught me to respect myself and to save myself for marriage. I believe in what the Bible says, and I want to keep it that way. Even though I admit it's hard, but if I really think about it, it's not worth ruining it for my future husband. Pleasure is just for a second, but waiting is all gonna be worth it at the end. Hookup culture is not even just toxic, it's stupid, it's nonsense. You're sleeping with random strangers for what goal? To have fun? You can enjoy yourself also in a relationship, that's part of a healthy relationship. They're just advertising that they are bad people to be with, bad people to want a family with, to trust, etc. I was a virgin until 23, and everyone in my peer group made me feel like a piece of ish because of it. Not to mention they're creating soul ties, for those of us that know what that means. The very promiscuous women that continue that into their 30s have a bunch of trauma issues and emotional baggage. There's a lightness to the women who haven't been out here like that. They ain't virgins, but they also only have ex with men they have a deep emotional connection with. But I also don't see them trauma dumping on social media or out here on these platforms represented all that much.
Good morning. I only come on here to cry. I'm sure you guys are used to it. Today, it's nothing bad. I just wanted to come on here to tell you guys that what one man won't do for you, another one will. Nobody talks about how hard it is. I really need to hurry to transition from being on survival mode to somebody actually wanting to take care of you. It's not that easy to let somebody do that for you, especially when you've been used to having to take care of yourself, being the one that has to take care of everything in a crisis, to somebody being like, I got you, I'm gonna help you, I'm gonna take care of you. It's not that easy. Don't get me wrong, it's not that you don't want the help. In my case, I'm just not used to it. There's no way. You tell me I got you or let me do this for you, I probably won't respond because I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do in that case. And that is my problem right now. I have a huge issue with that. Not an issue, but I'm having a really hard time transitioning to just being like, okay, you got me, I'll let you take care of it. It's not that easy transitioning from being in your masculine energy to your feminine energy. You just think it's too good to be true. What's the catch? Am I gonna pay you back? Or what? Because this doesn't sound normal to me. Quite an adjustment, but we're learning.
She knew that he didn't want something serious, but she decided to be with him anyway. They do it to themselves and then cry about it. Most of them are damaged by those bad relationships with Chad. Then they want a good guy to deal with all the trauma and insecurities caused by those hookups. Listen to what she said at the beginning. What one man won't do, another will. This is a perfect example of a woman expecting a good guy to do for her what Chad didn't do. A good guy is the one who will be the support to help her heal from the bad experience she had with Chad. This is not a good deal for any man. Let's read some comments of this video. Feminism has failed the female. Guys like myself don't want to have to deal with all this emotional baggage after a few weeks of dating. My wife is like this every day. Get a freaking handle on your emotions. Seriously, wake up happy, not mad about something that happened days ago. Men are tired. Women think that getting married young is stupid, but looking to get married and have kids at 35 is smart. What? It's so weird. After joining in on Hookup Cuddler, I've come across some women who are ready to settle down, but because I know they participated in hookup culture, I find it rather off-putting. I was talking to this young lady on a hookup only site, and she was upset because guys was screwing her and ghosting her later. I was like, you knowingly joined a site for hookups, you met some guys to hook up with and you're upset because they ghosted you later? I told her, I don't see the complaint. She said, you're right, I just felt we had a connection. I recommend using actual dating sites, she replied in caps, I don't want a boyfriend or relationship. I said, you're seriously confused, and she unfriended me lol. The only power that they have is what's been given to them by simps. I don't believe they are getting lead on. They know the dude isn't interested in a relationship. They just don't want to give up the status being with a rich dude gives them. And they don't catch feelings. Not at all. They catch feelings for the lifestyle his money brings, but not the dude. They keep hoping they will be the one he selects for a trophy wife or girlfriend, and more often than not, that doesn't happen. Meanwhile, all the dudes she is ignoring on the sidelines are finally realizing these narcissists ain't worth it.
I get the question all the time. Leslie, do you ever regret having your kids and getting married as young as you did? Do you feel like you missed out on your youth, on your prime? Missed out on what? Exactly. Getting a you up text from some guy named Josh at 2 a.m. after he's ghosted me for a week and a half? No, I do not. Oh, what about the traveling? Getting to see the world, explore new cultures, seeing it... Let me explain something to you. At the ripe age of 19, I had approximately 22 cents in my bank account on any given day. Travel with what? My hopes and well wishes? No. Leslie, what about the dating scene and getting to know new people and seeing what you like and what you do? Why? Why exactly? So I can know this man's favorite color and unpack all of his childhood trauma? For him to cheat on me 6 months down the road saying, oh my God, I'm sorry. I just have not been in a good headspace since my grandma died 2 years ago. Get a grip. No, I do not. Not one bit. Because when I'm 42 and my kids are grown and out of my house, I will be sitting on a beach with my husband in Maui sipping a Mai Tai while you are walking little Sally Sue into their kindergarten orientation. So no, I do not feel like I missed out.
Okay, ladies, I'm going to tell you something that the rest of the world won't. You don't need to have a hoe phase. I got a DM from a girl that's kind of like my age, and she asked me if I thought that that was like a necessary part of life. All her friends are telling her, like, this is the time of your life to like sleep around, be promiscuous, not get emotionally attached to guys, just like hop around from one guy to the next. And she's like, do I need to do this? My opinion is no. Nobody needs to do that. In fact, I think there are a lot of downsides to the whole hookup culture in general and this idea that before you can settle down, you need to like go crazy. And I think it's really ironic that the like postmodern feminist movement right now kind of seems to be pushing this idea of like, you know, women should be promiscuous and like, cause it, you know, makes them feel more like equal to men. I don't think that that's true. I think that hookup culture, according to the studies that I've looked at, harms women, and it doesn't fulfill what women really want. It fulfills what toxic, like non-committing men want, but for women, it usually doesn't do much. Regarding hookups, men and women were both asked the same kind of questions, and the reason for hookup regret for women was that they felt used a lot of times and they kind of regretted that. And for men, their biggest regret was that the woman they were with wasn't attractive enough. How is this empowering for women to tell them to just go like sleep with these kind of guys? Like that's not empowerment, honey. You don't need to do that.
It's really nice to know that we still have some women who were not fooled by this movement. Well done. I wish we had more women like them. It would help our society and help themselves. I don't know why women believed in the idea that sleeping around is a good thing to do. How could they believe that giving themselves to the top 20% of guys to play with is empowerment? Most of them don't even like it. They only do it because they were told it's good and it should be done. I feel sorry for them. Most of them will have a hard time trying to build a connection with a man in the future. I wish we had young women listen to this type of message. This is what they need. Let's read the most interesting comments of this video. Us older guys have seen this coming for quite a while. The young girls we knew 20 years ago thought girl power and feminist equality were the way to go as well. And most of them have ended up as either never married and totally alone or as divorced single mothers. The dirty little truth is that there is no happy ending for them when progressive feminism gets inside their pretty little heads. I see that many young women in their 20s are becoming more traditional now and are abandoning the madness of feminism. Feminism is great while they are still young. Girls know they're being used and they still go ahead and get ran through. I'll be with girls and they play hard to get initially, but very quickly turn into a 304 before my eyes, all within the same night. It's wild to watch and kind of fun to play. Some good women are putting the facts out there for the modern women to hear. I hope the modern women realize they are all been fooled by the matrix and change their ways. Women with a 304 phase are damaged women. Men don't want a damaged woman. Thanks for watching. If you like the video, subscribe to give me more motivation and you will not miss my daily post.